Welcome to Golden Mastermind Seminars Radio with your host, Jeffrey Combs.
Jeffrey Combs, President and Founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. Welcome to Tuesday 2 for Tuesday Facebook Live. Welcome, everyone. Today is a day of letting go, and this call is dedicated to the mechanism of letting go, and I'm going to be covering committing, finishing, and closing. The syllabus for today's Facebook Live, in case you did not see it, it was on via email, and it also is available on Facebook. Henry, I was just feeling you. So good to see you this afternoon. Henry, my privilege and pleasure to be your coach, an honor to have you here with me. You are first to arrive on the Facebook Live, and thank you for that exceptional content that you did send me. Very, very, very enlightening to read all of the details of that situation. We have Joe Casper here this afternoon. So if you are here on today's Facebook Live, welcome. I do want to announce I do have a Christmas offering for the fortunate three people who do decide to hire me to be their coach. Whether you have existing coaching or have previously coached, I have the package of packages for you, and the only way you'll find out that content is to contact me. So if you have coached with me before or you're an existing coach, feel free to contact me. I am looking forward to this new year. Joe is in Virginia, headed to Albuquerque. Welcome, Sandy. Good to see you this afternoon. Honored that you would drop in here, Sandy. Jeffrey Feldman, welcome to 2 for Tuesday. The topic for today's Facebook Live is committing, finishing, and closing. And what that means is that you're not only a starter, but you are a finisher. And if you're a finisher, then you are going to create results. It means you're going to start projects and see them through their completion. And not only be a finisher, but you want to be a multi-finisher. So that at one time, you are on command creating results. I just came back from my real estate property, my investment property, 15 seconds down the sidewalk from me, where we had torrential rains. And unfortunately, my roof had multiple leaks in my garage. And so I've been multitasking. I was there till midnight last night. I was there at 6 o'clock this morning, and I just spent another half hour. And so in between situations, I am in a complete cleanup. Now that just that one situation in real estate will set my project back at least 1 month. I mean, a roof, to take the roof off is 5 to 6 days. And then the water damage to the sheetrock in the ceiling, and I had to move two of my classic cars. I mean, this is just how one small situation, one trickle of water can lead to multiple challenges. And as a business owner, entrepreneur, real estate investor, real estate professional, direct sales professional, influencer, affluencer, which is what I am, it requires me to be in a relaxed body. Address the contractors who I know are going to overpromise and underdeliver. I mean, this is just the law of that industry, and it's my responsibility not to be resentful, not to feel rejected or abandoned, pissed off, or all the other multitude of situations that a recovering addict can feel in the moment. And that's why it's important to be able to be and stay in a relaxed body, be a producer and a finisher, and I'm going to do everything in my power to do whatever I can to move that project along. And that means I may have to navigate situations and do whatever is required to be in the flow. And being a finisher, a producer, creating results in a relaxed body is absolutely an experience that you must start to step into. Jeremy Howie, who is a rock star internet marketer, is on today's call. Daniel Weiss has joined us, James Marin from South Carolina, and I did see Mike Green today from beautiful Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. So welcome all of you here today, and Danielle O'Connor, an honor to have you here on today's Facebook Live with Mr. Matt Smith, who is a long tenured client of mine for 6 years. And so to be a starter, to be a finisher, so that the two come together, many people are starters, but they don't finish. They get ready to get ready. They get all their ducks in line. They do their studying. They do their education. They meditate. They levitate. But most importantly, they pontificate getting ready to get ready, avoiding failing, not understanding that they fail by avoiding failure. You want to put your energy toward success, results, creating the outcome that's going to bring you the quickest return on your energy. I see Lisa has joined us. Lisa, good to see you this afternoon. Lisa is a rock star producer herself. She is definitely a finisher. When you put energy toward results and the solution rather than the problem, if you live in the problem, if you get overwhelmed, if your dialogue with money is not conducive to creating it, you will attract your reality, people and situations to fulfill your broke thoughts, to fulfill your poverty consciousness. When you do this, when you let go, when you separate your feelings from the events that shape them, that means there's a separation. It means the trauma bond, the neurons that are connected to trauma bonds like this, the collide, they now go like this and they dissipate off the screen and they no longer have a shelf life. So you are wiring a new set of neurons. You're not rewiring. The objective is not to connect with the old trauma bonds. The objective is to let go of the feelings based on neglect, resentment, rejection, abandonment, hate, overwhelmed feelings, and all the other emotions that we hold on to that then lead us to the deeper emotions of grief, apathy, guilt, and shame. The lowest level of transmutational energy is apathy. That's where we say, I've had it. I'm going to check out. I can't live this life. This is when we whine to other people about our life. And we whine and whine. That's what many people do. They are chronic whiners because they start a project. They want instant gratification. They don't get the instant gratification they feel they deserve because they are recognition conscious. When you are production conscious, you don't require recognition. You don't require walking a stage. You don't require a trip that the company provides for you. You're in the game to live a good life, not to get recognized, not to get an award, although awards and recognition are a component of some levels of success. Obviously, if you win a golf tournament, the World Series, the whatever it is, or you get recognized in the Hall of Fame, or you're the number one income earner, or any of these situations, there are going to be those situations, but you're not in business for recognition. You're in business for profit, and profit is created through service and value. And many people lose sight of that. They're so focused on keeping up with other people. They compare themselves to other people rather than keeping their energy focused right here on results. Most people look at the prize, learn to look at results, look at solutions. When you look at the prize, that inflates your ego. And that ego wants recognition. And it goes, CCC, look at me. How come you didn't recognize me? Well, once again, recognition is a component of success, but it's where many people get intoxicated. And then they don't have assets. They don't have money set aside. They're not able to live the life they want to live because they're always looking for the next mountain to climb, Machu Picchu. Or they're going to go to Mount Kilimanjaro. They're gonna pay $25,000 to go on this quest to take a picture on Mount Kilimanjaro or Machu Picchu or Mount Lassen or any of these situations so that you can be on Facebook and get looks and likes. Well, I got a hint for you. Looks and likes don't pay the freight. You can have 21,000 people on TikTok view you, but if you don't get one message that can lead to a result, then I wouldn't say that's wasted energy, but that's what many people do. They do this, they look up here, and they look up here, and they're out there being cute because they're recognition conscious. They are not commitment, finishers, or closers. Those people are typically posers. They're out there posing. They're posing, they're looking good, they're in bikinis, they're in G-strings, they have their makeup on. They have their buff muscles. They have all these situations because that is recognition consciousness. Commitment consciousness coupled with results and living in a solution is will allow you to have assets. I asked a gentleman today, you know, what's your asset sheet look like? What's your balance sheet look like? If you're 50 years old, 55 years old, and you have no assets, and well, then that's a challenge, especially if you have a lot of debt on top of no assets. Now, if you have no assets but no debt, that's another situation. That's at least you're in a better start over place. But if you're starting over with no assets and a lot of debt and you're not skilled at letting go, then you, my friend, are going to be challenged. You're going to be overwhelmed and more than likely overweight because you're going to stuff your feelings. Or vodka, scotch, and wine are going to be your drink of choice in a multitude of situations that will lead to stuffed feelings. Cheesecake and pound cake. Pound cake puts on pounds. I mean, genetically modified organisms, trans fat, and all these other these situations that we stuff our feelings with sugar and pastries and donuts and alcohol and compulsive spending and debting and sexting and texting and all these situations that a large percent of the population uses to be distracted. See, there's this sector of society over here, they're distracted, and they tend to watch MSN. And that group watch MSN actually believes it, and then they quote it, and so they are trauma-based mind control. And then there's this small section of us over here. We're entrepreneurs, we're patriots, we're people who, we're Christians, we have a voice, we care, we have pride, dignity, our word means something, and we are not distracted, we are focused. We are focused on the task at hand. We are focused on doing the best we can to empower our teammates, our soulmates, our countrymen. We live in that land. And we tend to have a high level of consciousness because we focus on a different situation. We are not the shiny object group. We focus more on horses, cattle, barbed wire fences, pickup trucks, motorcycles, school, church, religion, baseball, a whole multitude of situations there's other situations that a lot of other people don't. I mean, whatever your focus is, many people get distracted by social media and electronic media, and they spend their time completely overwhelmed. Children are completely addicted to the electronic income reducer, and that's what so many people hold on to, is an electronic income reducer. And have you ever gone to dinner and you see a family of five, and they all have five phones and no one's talking? Or have you ever seen that? So many people do this. And if you're one of them, it's time to let go. But if you are in your power and you really are committed and you are no longer the mind-body connection, the events that shape the feelings, then you're going to step up into what is called commitment consciousness. As far as I know, I'm the only person who ever uses that term. I coined it several years ago. I've never seen any other great speakers. I've never seen Hanson or Rohn or Robbins or Cardone or any of these people use that term. So that's my term, commitment consciousness. It means that you're commitment aware, you're commitment focused, you have commitment belief. It means that you commit and understand. It means that you are unequivocally in that zone. You're committed to the task at hand. You're committed to living a good life. You're committed to offering a hand up to people. You're also committed to your sobriety. You're committed to your recovery. You're committed to your consciousness. You're committed to your fellow man, your family members, and you're very skilled at offering a hand up. But you also know you've graduated from giving hands out. Hands out typically are when enabling, over-obligating, doing more for others than you do for yourself. I saw Teresa. I see Lori. Good to see all of you this afternoon on 2-4 Tuesday. And if you're a chronic avoider, today is the day to step up into courage. Courage. You look across the bridge of courage and you walk across it. And once you're across that bridge of courage, you've crossed the mythical, magical 200 cycles a second line. It's in here, right here in this book. It means you have stepped over that line and you're now in consciousness. And when you're in that consciousness, then you're not going to be focused on, oh, I don't know what to say, who to be, what to do, what if they say this, what if my friends say, what if. You're not in that focus. You're focused on the result and the solution. Your hearing is different than the rest of the world because you're able to hear what people mean, not what they say. When you ask someone a question, a commitment question, they go, you know what that means. You know that they've officially checked out, that they're going to use a series of prepositions and stories to give you an objection, an excuse, a well-planned lie. They're going to tell you they'll get back to you. They're going to tell you what they think you want to hear because they are commitment phobic. I have had at least 12 contractors on my job site in the last 6 months, and every one of them is commitment phobic except one. That means one out of 12. And his word was his law. He also finished a $21,000 project faster than anyone that I've done business with in his last 6 months. And these are some of these vendors or people I've done business with for 25 years. And so typically contractors in today's world are overwhelmed. Their subcontractors are overwhelmed. They're out 3 or 4 weeks. They'll take on more jobs than they can possibly handle because of their own scarcity consciousness. And so the term half-assed has another meaning in a lot of situations like this. And you can just see the fright in people's eyes as they're so far behind, they're afraid they're going to get in trouble, make a mistake, and then they don't finish what they start. I have a project right now where there's at least 10 projects going on that's 80% finished and none of them are finished. Now, I've consistently asked this specific contractor about this situation and his answer is, It's the checkout bond that we grew up with as children when we were confronted with situations that we have not let go of. When you are no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings, with your commitment conscious, your communication style leads it. Your words are filled with commitment. Instead of saying yeah, you say yes. You ever notice that yes is not spelled Y-E-A-H? Yes is spelled Y-E-A. Y-E-A-H is not yes, that's yeah. Yeah is a sound, yes is a word. Yes is a commitment, yeah is a non-commitment. Uh-huh. Or have you ever heard people say yeah, no, or no, yeah? They run the two words together. And many people do this. It's called a run on words. Have you ever heard people add in a sentence, I don't know, and they add it in many of their sentences like it's one word, I don't know. I do know. I-D-O-N-O. So it's like one word. I don't know. That's how many people say it. No, actually add it into a sentence or add it at the end of a sentence like it's a period. Guess is another word of commitment phobic population. Kinda is another sound that people use from the commitment phobic populace. And this is how many people communicate. They walk around the planet in non-commitment. Now, if you're commitment conscious, you're sending a different signal. Telepathically, you're in the zone. You're in a feel-good spot called peace. You're not overwhelmed. You're not worried about the outcome that hasn't happened. You're focused on results, solution, being in a relaxed body, enjoying yourself. When you're able to put down your production pencil, you're able to relax free of guilt. But many people are overwhelmed when they should be producing, and then they feel guilty because they didn't do what they said they were going to do because they are commitment phobic. As you begin to let go, separate your feelings from the events that shape them. As you are no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings, then you're in that let-go process. It's called the mechanism of letting go. And as you learn that skill, you no longer give power to people the way you used to. You're not as angry, pissed off, resentful, disappointed, or in other situations. You're not in poverty consciousness. You're not in debt. You're not holding on to these situations. You're not in lack and scarcity and these other situations. And when it comes to mating and dating, you don't talk like there's no good men out there. There's no good women out there. I was on one of those dating apps and all I get is these pictures and these pictures. Well, that's because there's a lot of people that do that. But if you keep receiving that, there's a direct reflection of the telepathic message that you are sending. It is called the science of attraction. You will attract your reality, people, and situations frequently in an occlusal alignment to fulfill your feelings. As you begin to let go of the feelings of scarcity and lack, these are the two terms that hinder most of society, lead poverty, or lack. I was in this company, that company, I did this, I did that, I couldn't, and you have to eventually focus on the solution. What many people do, rather than being commitment conscious, what they do is they find the problems. They are the flaw finders of society. And they will start a project, they'll start it and be excited, but before long they find the flaw. And then they find the flaw in the auto dialer, they find the flaw in the upline, they find the flaw in the company, they find the flaw in the house, they find the flaw in the project. They find the flaw because they are commitment phobic. And by finding flaws, then they don't have to really be responsible for succeeding. And what they can do is hop around, bounce around, and reinvent themselves over and over because they receive a neurochemical high from flaw finding. It's a large percent of society that does that. And if you find yourself doing that, accept that that is you, take a good look at yourself, and start to create some simple, subtle changes so that when you go to bed tonight, you've committed. Simple tasks you can do: make your bed, brush your teeth, do the dishes, pick up after yourself. Do situations about follow-through that you don't normally do. Do as much as you can at one time. If you have a lot of clutter and a lot of junk, grab a bag, 33-gallon bag. Fill it up in the next 15 minutes and get rid of it. Start doing this one day at a time over the next several weeks. If you're committed to being commitment conscious, then it's also going to require you to do the same situation at the same times, back-to-back days. So that means you'd stop rebelling against yourself. Many people are commitment phobic and rebel against structure, discipline, details, systems, and routines because they grew up with rigid parents or rigid situations, and they don't want to feel that way. And so that confines them, that constricts them. That's part of the story that they hold on to that keeps them perpetuating the same set of feelings over and over to create the same outcome. So today's topic was committing, finishing, and closing. So in closing, it means you're a finisher. If you're an addicted starter, the art of the start, without finishing, well, address it today. Take a good look at yourself. Don't criticize yourself. Objectively look at yourself. Accept that this is what you do. Give yourself grace and gratitude for having the courage to address it. Forgive yourself for some of the situations that you've created and start unwinding them one day at a time. If you are on this call, I have, and you are an existing or a former client, and you have considered or would like to rehire me or add on to your existing coaching, feel free to reach out to me as soon as possible. I have 3 spots that I am reserving for 3 enlightened souls who want to take advantage of my enlightened opportunity. It is a 20-hour package with additional add-on products that I will be offering to you as part of that unique marketing proposition. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I will be here later this evening at 12 a.m. That's 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That would be 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You have an outstanding afternoon. And once again, if you'd like to contact me, send me a message.